Give Brother Dave Jones a proper welcome to come up and minister tonight. Our paths crossed a few years ago, and I've always been in the Church of God. And I understand that Brother Dave and his wife, Sister Janet, have been in a couple different bodies, but they've also been evangelists, and they've been going around several years. They've got some music ministries. They've got some ministries of being in tent revivals. Put some miles behind the wheel. And I appreciate the ministers and the families in the church. I appreciate the teachers, the singers, the devoted people in the church that are carrying forth the Word of God. And I know tonight that he would love to have Sister Janet beside him. I take great comfort in knowing that my wife is sitting down in the front row when I preach. She's a testimony to me. And, you know, we need each other. And I'm not embarrassed or ashamed of how many people came tonight. The right ones are here. And I know this message is going to be on point with God. I know because the Spirit had already confirmed it before the breakfast was over, the men's breakfast. And it's a very special message. It hit my heart very strong. And I know that I don't want to take his time away. But church, I want you to think about how much fellowship is missing today. Genuine, godly fellowship. Life has come so hard against us, pulled us into our corners. One of the songs I wanted to do tonight, and we might do it in the altar tonight, is bind us together, because it's time for us to be bound together. Brother Dave, I appreciate you. I want you to come, and I want you to share the Word of God with us tonight. God bless you.
Thank you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel the Spirit here tonight. Hallelujah. Before I get into the message tonight, if you would, let's sing a cappella. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Under the old tent, we always started a service singing this. And it just lifts your spirit up as the Holy Spirit comes down. So if you would, just sing a cappella with me on it. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. Holy Spirit, thou art welcome in this place. A omnipotent Father of mercy and grace, thou art welcome in this place. Oh, Lord Jesus, I just pray, Lord Jesus, for such an anointing on the Word tonight, Lord. I pray the anointing will be upon the ears of each person in the congregation, Lord. We do not have to be many to hear, but we need to get the word out to others on fellowship, Lord God. I just pray starting tonight that we just get more and more in fellowship with one another in the church, Lord, and not just in the church, Lord, but fellowship with other Christians. Fellowship with those that don't go to church, and you may talk to them and say, do you know this Jesus? Do you have a home church? Oh, Lord Jesus, hallelujah. Fellowship should fill the pews in this auditorium, Lord. And Lord Jesus, we give you all the praise, all the glory, all the honor, Lord Jesus. And it's in your precious name, Jesus, we ask it. And all the saints said amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I don't know where I'm going to preach, teach, or dance in the Spirit or what tonight, but I feel the Spirit here tonight. Pastor Aaron asked me here just a few weeks back at the men's fellowship breakfast, would I take and speak? And I said, yes, it would be a blessing and an honor to get to. And as I got home, I thought, Lord, what do you want me to preach on, speak on at fellowship? And it just come down immediately, fellowship. And I said, yes, Lord, we really need to learn more on fellowship. And then when the pastor asked me if I would bring forth the word tonight, he said how fellowship touched his heart and how he wants to reach out with fellowship. And I said, yes. Then I started researching through the Bible on fellowship. And oh, what a blessing I started to receive. Because fellowship isn't just one way. Before I get very far into this, I'll probably go into more later. But it's not just a one-way thing with us that's in the congregation. The fellowship comes from above. Jesus fellowshiped with the disciples. When Jesus fed the multitude on the hillside, he fellowshiped with them afterwards as they broke bread and ate fish. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that started just coming down on me that I never really put so much emphasis on it being a two-way thing. Jesus fellowships with us and we fellowship with him. But praise God, if we just keep that in our minds, that our Jesus is fellowshipping with us. God sent his son to fellowship with us. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm going to get into some of this. Pastor Dunn took away one scripture I had written down. And by the way, I won't keep you. I got 4 pages. So I won't keep you too late. Amen? Amen? Praise God. I want to start off with a word that I can't speak real fast, so I'll give you the word slowly. The meaning of fellowship in Hebrew Aramaic is koinonia. Fellowship in Greek means sharing in the lives of believers. Praise God. Sharing in the life of believers. You know, in our travels around America, we've been in some churches where you got one little group here, another little group over here, another one back there, another one back. I'm not saying anything about you in the back row. This is just a point of reference. And another little group will be in another part of the auditorium. And you wonder. When you walk in that door, you wonder. You hear all these talking together, all these. But none of these are talking to these. And it makes you wonder. Where's the fellowship? Where's the fellowship? Here, if you want to write down some scriptures, instead of giving my text is, why is fellowship so important? Fellowship is very, very important in a Christian's life. You know, there's people outside that aren't Christians. They say, oh, we're fellowship, one with another, and they party. You know what? We fellowship one with another, and we party with our Savior. Amen? Hallelujah. Glory to God. My first one's going to be on Hebrew 10. 25. Hallelujah. Even the one the pastor read previous, we'll go over it again. Amen. Praise God. Not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as a manner of some is, but exhorting one another. True Christian fellowship can be accomplished so much in a Christian's life. Sometimes we don't We do not need fellowship and that we can do things on our own. How many of us say every once in a while, oh, I can do that on my own. I can do this on my own. I don't need fellowship with anybody. But you know, in reaching out, I need someone to cover my back if I'm sick. And who am I going to depend on? I'm going to depend on Jesus, but I'm going to depend on all my brothers and sisters in church. Amen? You know, we need to, whenever we get new people in, shake their hand. If they want a hug, give them a hug. Because, you know, people want to come in, but, well, I don't know anybody. Now, at one time, we were all this way. Even those of us that grew up in church were this way. And we didn't know anybody. And Janet and I, when we traveled, we come into this situation a lot, going into strange churches. Saying strange, I mean different. Now, how do I dig myself out of that hole? I wasn't planning on that one. Anyway, the churches that are different, okay? And we usually sit in the third row no matter where we go. I'm a creature of habit. And I always try to sit in the third row. But praise God, hallelujah. When we travel, we wonder, where's all the fellowship? We've been in big churches and little churches, medium size. And so much, if you just look around, brothers and sisters, where's the fellowship? Where's it at? We need it. We need it bad. All churches need it. I'll probably preach a bit and teach a bit and preach a bit and whatever the Holy Spirit leads. Hallelujah. The individualistic way of thinking is not how Jesus intended for us to think, and he shows this through his work. Also, a church will never grow if there is not a love of fellowship. There again, fellowship. And I just pray when we leave here tonight, we'll all have fellowship ingrained so much within us. Because some of the points, as I was getting on the internet and seeing what I could find biblically, and I was telling the pastor Wednesday night, yeah, that's what the pastor wants me to do. That's what the pastor wants to hear. And I said, thank you, Jesus. I mean, it bounced out at me. And I said, yes, Lord, I thank you. Jesus does intend for us to take and show throughout all of our work, also in the church. Because we are the church. This is a building. We are the church. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. In 1 Corinthians 1:9, God is faithful, by whom ye were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. God sent his only begotten Son to the cross. God sent his only begotten Son to fellowship with each one of us. Each one of us. I try myself not to let a day go by that I don't say, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, I appreciate you. Jesus, I just want to be wrapped up in your love. I want to serve you, Jesus. I want to be able to reach out to people round and about. Reach out in an armful of fellowship, saying, brother, I love you. Sisters, I love you. Even if you're new, I love you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, precious Jesus, have your way in this service tonight. Praise God. God is faithful, by whom ye were called into fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible shows us two important aspects of Christian fellowship. And once again, hear what I was talking earlier. It's a two-way thing coming from us up from Jesus down. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For fellowship to be complete in our lives, we have to have both of these two. One, it's in John, 1 John 1:3. Fellowship with God, that which we have seen and heard, declared unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. There again, we're fellowshipping with God. God is fellowshipping with us. How many times you could be sitting on a pew and you hear that little voice inside of you saying, oh, I love you, my child. I love you, my child. Hallelujah. Then we can say, yes, Lord, we love you. Yes, Lord, we're thankful for all of our Christian brothers and sisters, not just here, but completely around this world. Hallelujah. We have evangelists that are going into countries where their lives are at stake. But they take and come back every so many months to America. And they take in fellowship with the different churches in the district. Fellowship with what they were going through. Hallelujah. We think that this kind of fellowship doesn't exist anymore, that everything's in this world's harmony. No, everything in this world is not. It's not harmony at all. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. The second part of that is 1 John 1:7. With our fellowship, brethren, but if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. Oh, that just come out so clear to me. If we walk in the light as he is in the light, how can we do it if we don't have fellowship one with another? We have to have fellowship one with another. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. And the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. It is a vertical, it is horizontal relationship, one-on-one with Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen? Amen? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I just love you so much, my Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. We cannot have one without the other. We must have both. Vertical, horizontal. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Lord. Now I want to teach for a couple minutes. We need to find someone godly to fellowship with. Amen. Amen. That someone in this church body should be each person that's in the pews. Is that someone? We should take in fellowship with them. Find somebody. Don't let them get out of here unless you at least say, I love you in the name of Jesus. I love you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. There is strength in numbers. It is good to know when you need someone to pray for you that you have a network of friends that has your back, or when you need these words of encouragement that someone of like precious faith is there to give you that word. Of precious faith are going to be there to give you that word. We all go through trying things. Janet and I are going through trying things now. And it's rough. And by the way, Janet said to let everybody know how much she loves and miss y'all. Hallelujah. But we all go through rough times. We all do. You may not be going through what we're going through right now. For those that don't know, we had to take on care of her mother. Had a very bad stroke. She died. And the pastor and I and Janet stood at the door praying for her and watched her come back to life. And she had to have part of her right, half her right foot removed. So Jenna and myself took on caregivers, hoping and praying that she pulls out of all this. So we only get to be in church one at a time. And she's wanting to be in church so well. She said, be sure you tell them I miss them. And I told you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Fellowship is important for our church body. It is very important as often as possible. As often as possible. Ron, if I see you out on the street, I can say, hey, Ron, bless you, brother. Have you got a minute? Hallelujah. And we can fellowship for a minute or two. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm hoping you're getting ingrained by this, because it just touched my heart so much after the pastor said in the men's fellowship. And as I really started getting into it, fellowship is important for our church body. It is very important as often as possible. Of course, we gather on Sundays, Sunday school, church, Sunday night service. We also have a midweek service. But it is equally important to gather. Now listen to this part. It is equally important to us to gather outside service as well. Listen to this now. This really kind of stepped my toe a little bit here. And I said, yes, Lord. Yes. Hallelujah. Outside services as well. This church does this once a year. Dinner on the grounds. Sack lunch dinner. Every year we have it out on the lawn. Youth activities. I don't see many youth here tonight, but this reaches to them. Youth trips and recreational activities. And just a few more ideas for getting people together, which we did. Was that last summer we went up to Chicago to the zoo? And then to the, two summers ago when we went to Chicago on the church bus. And it was joy traveling there and back. Every once in a while somebody had a little chorus they wanted to sing. But then when we got to the Jesus Saves Mission in Chicago, and what an awesome time that was, and how they treated us while we was there. They fed us a meal that was fit for a king while we was there. But that's just another way that the church can fellowship. And I keep asking Sister Lucille, when are we going to take another trip? It's church family. I'm ready. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory be to God. Hallelujah. And when we do these things, not only can the church bond with people that we normally, we do not get to talk to them at church. How many times does that happen? I know this morning I was afraid I was going to fall asleep and church soon was over. Out the door I went. But usually I try to stay in fellowship with somebody. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But we have the opportunity to invite guests when we fellowship outside the church. Amen? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, thank you, my Jesus. And here's the part that really, I got this part from another pastor. And I thought that is really awesome. We need to show the people outside the church that we may meet. Maybe it's at the mall. I don't know where. But let them see that we are good people. We are Christians. We're not of the roustabouts that you see walking around. And if we do this to people and invite them to church, and here again they're going to say, well, we really don't know anybody there would feel out of place. I've heard that before. But if we make friends with them, invite them to church, they already know someone in the church then. I believe the new couple of the people at the back come through David. Am I right? Shake your head. All right. And they have joined the church. That was through fellowship. Hallelujah. I'm waiting for them to sing to us, but they say they sing, but they don't come up forwards. Anyway, that is a good way to get people to come into the church from the outside that do not know anybody in the church. We want them to feel comfortable. But you know, this should happen soon after they start telling their friends to come. Now, this part was for young teenagers, but they're not here. I'll use it anyway. Telling their friends to come and hang out. Okay? Can you think of a better place to hang out in God's house? Huh? I can't either. At our different fellowship meetings, like we men did recently, like the women all did, same day, wasn't it? Same day the women all got together. Now, we had an awesome time fellowshipping. We men did. I know the women did. And if we keep reaching out this way, what's going to happen? What's going to happen? We're going to have a revival. We will have a revival. And this, right now, where all the angels sitting, there's going to be people sitting. Amen? But we have to believe in faith. And not be bashful about talking to someone on the street. Not be bashful. I learned the first year that we was in Florida. I thought, well, if I'm going to talk to people on the street, I got to dress like them. And I thought, no, that's not my character. So I put on a suit and a tie and tried to talk to street people. It don't work. You need to come down to their level. They may listen at you. But then the next day when we went out, I put on a pair of cut-off blue jeans and a T-shirt. And you know, it was amazing the difference that made. I got to fellowship with a lot of street people. There was one that we met that was living under a bridge in Newport Richey, Florida. Had no money or anything. And Janet and I, he come to the church that we was in at the time, and we asked him if he'd like to go out for lunch with us. And he says, yes, I have nowhere to go. So we took him out and we fellowshiped with him. He got to know some of the people in that congregation. And we heard after we was gone, he was still going to church there. But it all started with fellowship. Fellowship. And we can't be bashful. Jesus is not bashful. Why should we be? And we're his children. Amen? Hallelujah. So I'm expecting now, before next Sunday, each person to bring one person with them. Amen? Praise God. Why not? You're not bashful. You know, the Bible says we are a peculiar people. We are peculiar. To me, I'm peculiar when I can reach out to somebody, especially if they don't know Jesus, especially if I run across someone I knew from the military years that I knew were not Christians, and especially if they're still not Christians today. You know, people like to say, oh, I can remember when you were. I can too. But you know, I told God several years ago, I said, Lord, if you knew what all I did, you wouldn't want me. The Lord said, I know all you did and then some. And I do want you. And I do want you. And I said, from now on, Lord, I will serve you. Not just till the day I die, but all the days of my life. And I just want to reach out to as many people in fellowship as I can. All the days of my life. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I had my wife type this for me, and she kind of didn't type it the way I had it. She turned around, I guess. I was going to end with Matthew 18:20. I'm not ending yet. I've still got two or three pages to go. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'm in the midst. This fellowship with one another as well as with God. Oh, think about that, saints. We may be talking to a stranger and trying to tell them all about our Jesus. Hallelujah. And he's right there with us. So why should we be bashful? Why should we just say, and try to find words? I prayed before the service tonight, and I says, Lord, I'm not sure how I want to present this tonight. But I said, I feel the Holy Spirit here tonight. And, oh, I just wanted the Holy Spirit to come down, not just touch me, but to touch each one in the congregation tonight. Oh, that when they leave here, each one, Lord, will just feel a little different than when they come in. Each one of them will just be rejoicing and have the joy of Jesus on them. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, glory be to God. The purpose for tonight. Psalms 133:1-3. Behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes, we need to take and be in unity one with another. I was going to end tonight, but the pastor took that away from me too. I think the pastor already read this and I didn't know it. But I think we should end. We haven't done it in a while. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we want to be bound together with one another. Hallelujah. And I pray when I finish up here and the pastor takes over the remainder, I just pray, Lord, as to bind us together, we just really bind each other and tell each other, I love you in the name of Jesus. I love you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's fellowship together more often. Let's fellowship with those out in the world that needs to know Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. It is like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garments as a dew of Hermon, and as a dew that descended upon the mountains of Zion. For there the Lord commanded the blessings, even life forevermore. Hallelujah. What a purpose. What a purpose. I can't think of a better reason to be fellowshipping. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:3. That which we have seen and heard, declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. Oh, that is awesome. We're going to fellowship with Jesus, with God. And guess what? Guess what? One day we're going to fellowship with Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Moses, Aaron, on and on and on and on. Oh, we might as well prepare our fellowship now. Because it's not just going to be a chance meeting on the street. We're going to be on them streets to go. And we're going to fellowship even Jesus. He may send us out and say, I want you to go fellowship with that group over there. But you know, Jesus may do that right here in this congregation here. I wish more could have been here tonight. I don't like to step on toes, and I don't like my toes stepped on. You know, sometimes we need a pastor that steps on our toes. Right, Pastor Aaron? Amen. I'm going to put you on the spot now and let you dig out. Praise God. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:3, that which we have seen and heard declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And here I go back again. Vertical, horizontal. Our fellowship is with our Lord Jesus. And Jesus' fellowship is with us, His children. Hallelujah. If nothing else gets through to you tonight, I want you to remember that. That it is coming down and going up. And whenever you think of fellowship, think, yes, my Jesus is fellowshipping with me and me with Him. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:9. God is faithful, by whom ye were called unto the fellowship of His Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. There again, we go back to the fellowship with Jesus Christ our Lord. Acts 2:42. Now these I just kind of paraphrased, okay? And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in the breaking of bread and in prayers. Hallelujah. When Peter told them to be baptized in the name of Jesus, this was to the multitudes, to the disciples, for the disciples to spread the word. Now that's putting it in layman's terms, to spread the word on the fellowship one with another after you believe, after you're baptized, after you're filled with the Spirit. Be so overjoyed in the Lord our God that we can just walk up to somebody and just, I had a pastor's wife once who the pastor and his wife were very dear to Janet and I. And one night, Spirit of the Lord come down, we was up front, and she was out of it, as they used to say. And she was speaking in tongues and standing in front of me and about beat me to death. Had both fists hit me in the chest. But you know it didn't hurt. Now, where did I go with that? Nowhere. I threw that in free. That don't cost anything. I just wanted you to know that one, okay? Hallelujah. Praise God. It's just so awesome. So awesome, the love of our Jesus. And our love back to Him is so awesome. So awesome. Hallelujah. 1 John 1:1-7. Hallelujah. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled, of the word of life, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and show unto you that eternal life, which was with the Father, and was manifested unto us, that which we have seen and heard, declared we unto you. Hallelujah. If you're wondering where I'm coming from, that which we have seen and heard declared we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us. This is the disciples talking. That we may have fellowship with us. And truly, here we go again, vertical and horizontal. Hallelujah. Lost my place. Hallelujah. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. And these things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. Now there, the key word is joy and fellowship. If we had the joy of the Lord upon us, for others round and about to see, hallelujah, glory to God. Oh, I thank you, my Jesus, for the joy of the Lord. Hallelujah. I thank you for this congregation. I'm believing that tonight, each one here is going to tell somebody, you know, we need more fellowship one with another. And just maybe it will spread from person to person to person. And then we start seeing the joy of the Lord on their faces as they fellowship one with another. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. This then is a message which we have heard of Jesus and declare unto you that God is light and in Him is no darkness at all. A sermon isn't a sermon unless you throw things like this in, because it's about Jesus. It's not about any of us. It's about Jesus. Hallelujah. And if we say we have fellowship with Him and walk in darkness, we lie and do not tell the truth. But if we walk in the light, as Jesus is the light, we have fellowship with another and one and each one. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ, His Son, cleanses us from all sin. I'm not done yet. I'll wrap it up in just about pretty quick. Things shared together, fellowship. These, the men got to hear at the fellowship breakfast. 2 Corinthians 8:4. Praying us with much entreaty that we would receive the gift and take upon the fellowship of the ministering to the saints. Does that mean we got to be a pastor, an evangelist, Sunday school teachers? Does that mean that? Oh, that means any godly person can fellowship with the saints. Amen. Hallelujah. That I might know Him, Jesus. That's who we're talking about, Jesus. Philippians 3:10. That I may know Him and the power of His resurrection and the fellowship of His sufferings, being made conformable unto His death, suffering the gospel. Amen? Amen. I'm believing when I step down, Holy Spirit's going to follow the pastor up here. And I'm believing church isn't over. It's not over till it's over. Hallelujah. Philippians 1:5, gospel privileges. For your fellowship in the gospel from the first day until now. From the first day until now. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Like I say, I shared these with the men at the fellowship breakfast. Gospel mystery. Ephesians 3:9. And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world has been hidden God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. And right here, I made sure that was in for a reason. I know, Brother Ron, you're thinking, well, tell us what it is, right? Okay, don't shout me down. Okay. This is for each one of you here tonight when you get home. Take and find out what the mystery is. Start with Ephesians 3:9 and find out what it is. And see how the Lord our God touches your heart as you read. Not just 3:9, but start at 3:9. And there's others that I didn't get written down. And I'm going to end it up this way tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, there's times that our brothers and sisters get so discouraged. So discouraged. And some of them, well, I'm not going to church tonight. I'm discouraged. And we need to lift them up in prayer. We need to. We need to shower them with love and say, you know, Jesus loves you and I love you. All churches have these people. All of them do. You know, I used to think when I was growing up as a boy, especially as a teenager, I thought, boy, this church is different than the rest of them. They got a lot of problems. But you know, as I grew in Jesus, and then my wife and I started traveling America, then I learned all churches have problems. Why run from this church to the next one you go to may have a bigger problem? Why not stay here in fellowship with your fellow brothers and sisters in fellowship? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That together we lift up our brothers and sisters in prayer. So, in words, so that they do not become discouraged. We must make sure without a shadow of a doubt. You know, come judgment day, we don't want somebody's blood on our hands. I was reading that about 3 months ago. I think it was in Ezekiel I read it. And I thought, I never really realized that. If you take and talk about one of your brothers and sisters in church, you are going to be responsible. You will be responsible. It says so in the Holy Bible. Their blood will be in your hand. You need to go to that person and say, I'm sorry, forgive me. But not just for that. We have to be very careful, especially as pastors and evangelists. We have to be very, very careful what we say, how we act, when we act, and how we do it. Because unfortunately, I have found there's others that put those of us that minister the word up here and them down here. No, we're all right up here. All of us are. So if we see one of our brothers and sisters that's hurting, pray for them. Pray for them. If they come in hurting, I pray for people who come into church here. And I see this morning I prayed for a granddaughter here. I could see on her face she was so discouraged. And I said, what's the problem? What's the problem? And she proceeded to tell me. I said, let's pray about it. Let's pray about it. And we did. And I know that our pastor expects that out of us. You don't have to be a pastor or an evangelist to pray for somebody. Hallelujah. And our teenagers are a very important part of this congregation. We need to have half of this congregation full of teenagers. We need to. And I ask myself, Lord, am I doing enough at bringing teenagers in? And then I get weighted down with the situation that Janet and I are in. Then I had to say, Lord, lay some soul upon my heart today. Lay some soul upon my heart today that I may pray for him. I don't have to be with him to pray for him. But I'd like to see a day that we have all these young people in here and that we as adults, we can fellowship with them. There's not a great big gap between the teenagers and us. We just have to realize that we bring them up a little bit and we go down a little bit till we are compromising together in word that they understand that I'm trying to get across. Now, did I confuse you? I see the pastor smiling, so I hope I didn't confuse you while I'm going to have to. Pastor, I'm going to let you have it that I just feel. Did you learn anything on the fellowship tonight? Okay, I don't want you to answer this, but I'm going to ask you a question. Are you on fire and ready to go? Don't answer me. Are you on fire and ready to go out tomorrow and fellowship with somebody? On the job, off the job, could even be a pastor from another church and fellowship with them. You know, we used to in El Paso, Illinois, we used to every September we had revival in the park. You know where the park is behind the library? Okay. This I'm giving to you free, too. We had this Methodist pastor to always come. Janet and I would always minister in music for an hour before the service started. But I love that Methodist minister. I love fellowshipping with him. And he would stay for the music, and he would stay when the preaching started. When the Holy Spirit come down, somebody started speaking in tongues. I never seen a pastor move so fast in my life. It didn't take him 5 seconds. He's in his car and gone. I just threw that in for good measure. Hallelujah. On fellowship, and even we pastors and evangelists fellowship one with another. Pastor Aaron.
A good one on fellowship. I don't really want to go back and try to re-preach or do any of that tonight. I just want to say a couple of comments. Fellowship is not going to go away this year. Fellowship is not going to go away. We need to be stronger in fellowship. God's going to bring in a spirit of rest on this church through fellowship. Now, I know we have spiritual battles, and we're going to have them. But when you and I fellowship together, we don't have to wear that stress on our faces and carry that load on our back, because fellowship breaks that. Let me explain to you that fellowship is not activities. I don't want to see the church schedule activities, because we'll get busy. And we'll get discouraged, and we'll think that we got to be at every single activity, and it's just something to do. Fellowship comes out of the spirit of us. Fellowship can be as simple as, like you said, greeting somebody, shake their hand. Acknowledging that they're there is part of fellowship. Don't leave somebody completely by themselves. And never let them know that God loves them. That doesn't mean that you're ready to invite everybody to your house for dinner, but God could prepare you to be ready to invite whoever he asks you to come to dinner. We have a much different society today, but God is looking for fellowship in his family. The disciples became strong because they had fellowship with Jesus. There's some things that we don't understand about how the ministry spread, but there was more spreading of the gospel through fellowship than organized meetings. And so little by little, the Bible says, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little, there a little. That's what you need to do with your fellowship. Give it away little by little. And I want you to pray about it this year. I'm going to be asking God to move on different people, and I want to hear different ones talk, teach, and preach on fellowship throughout this year. I don't believe God's brought this to us by accident. I know he didn't. Think about how stressful life is right now. I mean, really think about it. And Jesus is someone who has been tried, tempted, and tested in every single point, like you and I. Do you know why Jesus went through that? So he could properly fellowship with our needs. That's why he's the intercessor. Because he says, I'm going to stay in fellowship with them. He talks to the Heavenly Father on our behalf. He reminds the Father, but Lord, my blood was shed for them. I'm believing God's going to relax us in our heart, but not relax us to be lazy in the word. Stress is coming off of this church. Stress is coming off of this church. And God's going to show us fellowship where when you and I see each other, we don't run from one another, but we get close enough to reach out. And joy comes on our face when we see our brothers and sisters. We're going to need more fellowship this year. I want to ask Brother Dave to come back up with me. He's going to stand on this side of the pulpit, and I'm going to stand on this side of the pulpit. And we're going to sing Bind Us Together. You got to have a microphone. Get you a microphone. Now, we're not dividing teams. We're just getting everybody involved. I just want you to sing out, but we're standing on each side of the podium tonight. Bind us together, Lord. Now, if you're standing in the middle, you're just going to have to do the splits and figure out what side you're going to sing with. But I want us to stand. Maybe you don't know the song, but just stand with us, would you? And we're just going to let the Spirit of the Lord minister.
Yes.
And I want us to just worship him. This is the prayer tonight. Our prayer is a song. Bind us together, Lord. And we'll just worship him together. I know I put you on the spot, but we'll just worship together.
Okay.
If you have the binders in the pews and you need the words, I'm being told that it's page 40 or number 40. There's probably not 40 pages, but there's a number 40 song. So turn there if you need the words. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love. Now let's do this. If you're on this side, take some steps until you're out towards the middle of the aisle. If you're on this side, take some steps to where we're all one line, back to front. front to back, and I'm going to get over here and stand next to Brother Dave, and we're going to sing this again, and now we're standing together. So the aisles are disappearing, the sides are disappearing, and you're just a line going across from one side to the other. If you all want to get together, that's fine. Some go toward the back. It doesn't matter where you stand. Let's just make this thing look like we're belonging together, binding together. God is doing this for us tonight.
Yes.
God is sending us into a place, just standing. That's all I'm asking you to do. Just stand beside your brother and sister tonight. Could we have you out of the balcony? Could we have each and every one that's in the pew just to stand by somebody? Come closer and just stand. I'm not asking you to touch anybody. Not asking you to come to the altar tonight. I just want you to stand in a line and say, Lord, we're being bound together tonight in the love of Jesus. See, that's what the song says. What's the thing that binds us is the spirit of love.
Amen.
Nobody's going to have love for one another if we feel like we're forced to do things, if we feel like we're pulled to do things. But if in the spirit of love we just say, you know what, I can stand by my brother tonight. I can stand by my sister tonight. I can stand by somebody who might be a guest in the house of God tonight. I can stand and just say, Lord, I want you to bind us together. Can we sing it a couple more times? Just let the Spirit of God bind us together.
Bind us together,
Lord.
Bind us together
with cords
that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love.
Do it again.
Bind us together,
Lord.
Bind us together
with
cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love.
Sing it one more time. And this time sing it because you want God to bind us together. Sing it to Him tonight. And now, just as Brother Dave said, the fellowship goes two ways. We fellowship to God, but God fellowships
Amen.
To us. And then it goes vertical, and we go one to another, and we fellowship one to another. Now, while we sing it, I want you fellowship with God, and let God fellowship with you tonight.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. If you even whisper it, maybe you might not even sing it this time. Maybe you'll just think about the words. Maybe you'll just say, Lord, I really want to be bound with you. I want to sit at the table
Hallelujah.
With you. I want to sup with you. I want to have fellowship with
you.
And see, when you have that desire, then you'll be able to fellowship with somebody else and share. You're not sharing your fellowship. You're sharing God's fellowship that He gave to you, and you can have it to give to somebody else.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love.
One more time.
Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with love.
Right where you're standing, I want you to, if you're comfortable enough, just gently place your hand on somebody and begin to pray for them. Brother Dave and I are going to reach out to the church. We're going to pray for this body. We're going to pray that God would bring a spirit of fellowship on us. Hallelujah. Lord, we just come before you tonight. We thank you now, Lord, that we need the fellowship more than ever. God, we need to be in your presence now more than ever. We need to stand with one another now more than ever. We pray, Father, that your Holy Spirit would lead us and guide us. Lord, that you would minister to those that are here tonight. Lord, pray one for another. Begin to pray for the needs of each other. Hallelujah. We honor you tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Father, that you'll teach us how to fellowship. You'll help us, Holy Spirit, how to reach out across the aisle and love somebody. You'll help us, Lord, to look in your word and know, Father, that every time we share the gospel, Lord, it's fellowshipping one with you, Lord, as you desire. Hallelujah. Father, you'll begin revival on this fellowship spirit. Hallelujah. You'll help us to grow, Father. And Lord, I pray, Father, that every home would have fellowship in it, Lord. Father, I pray that every family would have fellowship in it, Lord. But Father, not just fellowship, but godly fellowship. Yes, Lord, between the parents, between the children, between the grandparents, between the aunts and the uncles, between the brothers and the sisters. Father, between those relationships that have been strained, between those relationships that have been broken, Father, bind us back in fellowship. Hallelujah. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. If you need special prayer, I'm going to ask my wife to stand in the altar tonight. Brother Dave is telling me that he needs some special prayer tonight. He has an appointment going to another doctor visit. There's more things going on in his body and in his life. He needs the church's prayers tonight. If there's others that want to be a part of the prayer and say, would you just pray with me special tonight? You don't have to tell us everything. You don't have to tell us all your needs, but just come. Let Jesus touch you. There's a very special spirit of fellowship tonight. I believe the Lord is bringing his Holy Spirit on us gently. It's the atmosphere of sitting down as a guest at a table and being comfortable, and someone's getting ready to pass by the potatoes and somebody's filling up your cup, a very cooling, refreshing drink. The table's been set tonight. God said, have fellowship with me. Church, you have to believe God loves you. He's always ready to pour out blessings upon us. Come sit at the table. Just stand in the altar and say, God, can you fellowship with me? He will. See, he's the one that's already standing there at the door. He's wanting it opened up. The church, he was standing on the church's door saying, open it up so that I can come and sup with you. I can have fellowship with you. Too many churches don't invite Jesus to come. They leave him out. But not here. We're going to have fellowship with him. I want you tonight, simply by faith, while the Holy Spirit moves, and you're being prayed for tonight, just let him touch you from head to toe. He's going to be there for you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Would you go ahead and give some kind of soft music for this? God's going to give us some cool breeze walks like he had in the garden with Adam and Eve. That was fellowship. I don't know how he's going to do that, but I feel like that's what he's wanting in the church, is that we're just going to get to a place where we just stroll on a walk with the Holy Spirit. And he's just that good to us. If you don't know him as your Savior, if you don't know him yet as your Savior, could I encourage you to receive him tonight? The kind of Father, Lord, and Savior that loves. Just bow your heads. We make decisions every day. Some of the decisions we make are not decisions. We refuse to make them. We just let it go. But you actually made a decision by not doing anything. God's got a very gentle call of fellowship on us tonight. He's given us that still small voice. I just want to ask a question. If you don't know him, and you want to, while people's eyes are closed and their heads are bowed, that's out of reverence so that we're not embarrassing people. But you need to be able to testify and witness. I'm going to count to three. And I want you to consider, if you've never asked Jesus into your heart, would you do that tonight? So that you could start your fellowship with him. All I'm going to ask you to do is just lift up your hand. And then as a whole church, we're going to say a prayer together. And you can be part of God's family. Consider that prayer tonight. One. Two. Get ready to raise your hand if you need him. Three, just lift it straight up. Hold it there for a second. Say, I need Jesus. I need to be in fellowship with him. I've been out of fellowship for a long time. Is there one? Would you lift up your hand tonight and say, Jesus, I need to be in your family. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I give you praise tonight. Say this prayer. Lord Jesus, I desire your fellowship. I've been lonely. I've been lost. I've been hurt. I need my sins forgiven. Washed in your blood. Cleanse me tonight. Make me whole. Forgive me, Lord. Help me to be in fellowship with you and learn to be in fellowship with my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. Amen. It's been good to be in God's house tonight. I've enjoyed the message. I've enjoyed the music. I've enjoyed the fellowship of the Holy Spirit tonight. If you're able to come back and be with us in Bible study this Wednesday night at 6 o'clock, we'll begin to have prayer and praise. And then we'll have a Bible devotion at 7. God bless you. You are dismissed tonight.